You're listening to SBS News.
Free but not fair. That was the way the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights described Hungary's parliamentary elections back in 2014. Such criticisms from the Independent Monitor prompted recommendations for more transparent communication from the ruling party and tighter laws around campaign financing. But despite extensive work, members of the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe say the flaws in Hungary's election process remain. The OSCE sent a full-scale election observation team to Hungary to monitor the election over the weekend. It's only the second time it has done so in an EU country. Head of the OSCE mission, Ambassador Gillian Sterk, says although election day ran smoothly, many recommendations remain unaddressed.
While the legal framework provides an adequate basis for the conduct of democratic elections, regrettably, the April 3rd parliamentary elections were marred by the blurring of lines between state and ruling party. The pervasive overlap between the governing party's campaign messages and the government's communications tilted the playing field. Too often, official functions and the messaging of government were mixed with campaign activities.
The country's nationalist Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, won the national election in a landslide victory, claiming a mandate for a fourth term and a possible constitutional majority for his right-wing party. The contest was expected to be the closest since Mr. Orban took power in 2010, but his party collected around 53% of the vote. Opposition parties and international observers have noted structural impediments to defeating Mr. Orban, with growing concerns over pervasive pro-government bias in the public media, the domination of commercial news outlets by his allies, and a heavily manipulated electoral map. Ms. Sterk notes that against the backdrop of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, it was striking to see the degree of political polarization and the negative nature of the campaign.
Marked by personal attacks and an absence of public debate, there was little opportunity for voters to consider policy options. The consolidation of media, as well as the prevalence of biased and unbalanced news coverage, limited voters' ability to make an informed choice. Government advertising, which mirrored the main campaign messages of the incumbent party, further blurred the lines between state and party.
The final report of OSCE's findings on Hungary's April 3rd election is expected within 2 months. Meanwhile, in neighbouring Serbia, similar critiques are unfolding after the country's election over the weekend also returned the incumbent in a sweeping victory. An early official count of Serbia's national election confirmed the success of President Aleksandar Vučić and his populist party, important allies of Russia in Europe. Kyriakos Hadžiani led the OSCE short-term observers team and delivered his observations from Belgrade.
Election day was smoothly conducted and peaceful overall, but despite solid preparations, was marked by a number of systematic procedural deficiencies related to polling stations layout, overcrowding, breaches in secrecy of the vote and numerous instances of family voting.
The victories in Serbia and Hungary for two pro-Putin leaders highlight concerns among European nations towards autocratic governance. Thijs Rutten, head of the European Parliament which observed the Serbian election, says it is now up to the ruling party to implement reforms that prove the country's commitment to democracy.
The unprovoked aggression by the Russian Federation against Ukraine has also posed a huge challenge to all European countries, including Serbia, and makes us, and also this cruel war, makes us realize even more how important it is to work together to preserve security, freedom and democracy within our European family.
Brooke Young, SBS News.